Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Because I work at Vatican Radio, people around me assume that I know everything about the church and church terminology. One of the questions I get asked most often is why the churches in Rome are called basilicas. Well, the Latin word basilica, deriving from the Greek, was originally used to describe a Roman public building, usually located at the center of a Roman town. After the Roman Empire became officially Christian, the term came by extension to refer to a large and important church that has been given special ceremonial rites by the Pope. Thus, the word retains two senses today, one architectural and the other ecclesiastical. I won't go into the architectural side of things, but on an ecclesiastical level, at the top of the pile are the four major pontifical basilicas, the most ancient of which also happens to be the Pope's Cathedral, St. John Lateran. The other three are St. Peter's Basilica, St. Paul's Outside the Walls, and St. Mary Major. What's good to know about these particular basilicas, especially during the Lenten season, is that if you happen to be a foreigner here in Rome, you can, while visiting there, find within confessors who understand all the major languages. Point of fact, just before Lent, Pope Benedict XVI received these men who spend much of their time in these basilicas hearing confessions in audience. In his address to them, Pope Benedict outlined the priority of this specific ecclesial service.
Di uno specifico servizio ecclesiale al quale dobbiamo dare la priorità.
All people looking for the comfort and consolation of Christ.
La consolazione in Cristo.
He told the confessors, should be able to find a priest to hear their confession and experience the peace and joy that flows from forgiveness. The sacrament of reconciliation, he went on to say, underlines the reality of sin, as well as the even greater reality of God's love and mercy. Pope Benedict also told the confessors that their ministry requires pastoral and spiritual sensitivity, adherence to church teaching, and an understanding of the reality in which modern men and women live, so that they can teach people real ways to avoid sin and pursue holiness.
Vada riscoperto e riproposto questo sacramento.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.